T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There have been times when my friend Nick Wright, I'm wondering if he's a little lost in his basketball analysis.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Should we bring up the Houston Rockets, or should we just start with what's going on right
now? What do you mean? Who cares about the Rockets?
I know. First of all, I'm glad we're off to a great start. Nick Wright joins us here, Damon Ratto and Kolsky from Fox Sports. And it's been a while, so it's good to talk to you, man. How you doing?
Yeah, it's been a while. I was worried it would never happen again, along with the Warriors' relevance. But thanks to the brilliance of Steph Curry, they're relevant again. And so now you have a reason to call me. How's it going?
Well, let me ask you. Has the level of talent around Steph Curry declined enough to your satisfaction to now say he's a good basketball player? Because
no,
he just led the team in scoring.
Before the year started, I'm going to give you a little sneak preview in a project I'm working on, the 50 best players of the last 50 years, okay? So from Kareem, essentially, to right now. So Russell, Wilt, Elgin, those guys get left out. And when I compiled it before the year, one Stephen Wardell Curry came in 13th.
Oh, that's Wardell Stephen, Nick. Wardell Stephen.
Okay, my apologies. Yep. My apologies. Did you know he was born at the same hospital as LeBron? I imagine that's probably why he's so good.
Akron, shout out.
So, there's no disrespect to Steph Curry, but this year was important. It was important for guys like me that want to be able to see every angle of the art to say, okay, we know unequivocally that, for example, if you put Russ on the 2015 or 2016 Warriors, that team is instantly demonstrably worse. That Russ couldn't have done what Steph did for those teams. But we didn't know if you put Steph on the 2017 Thunder post-KD, could Steph have done what Russ did? Win a scoring title, carry a team to the sixth seed on his back. But now we know. The answer is yes. It's unbelievable.
But if you watch before there were 5 straight NBA finals, if you watch Steph Curry turn the Warriors from the gang that couldn't shoot straight into the team that Andre Iguodala wanted to sign with, I mean, he already did the best player on a bad team thing for you. You just kind of missed it because the Clippers beat him.
I didn't miss it. That was not a bad team, and he did have Clay. I'm giving him love. I'm going to say something before the end of this interview that will infuriate you, but you're not going to bait me into it being about Steph. He's been sensational, and it's the only thing that could make him look better this year is if LeBron was his teammate, and luckily it looks like that's probably going to happen in a couple years.
Never. If LeBron wants to join the Golden State Warriors, there's a possibility, but otherwise, no chance.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Why not? For ring 6 and 7, he'll get 5, or I guess it would be ring 7 and 8. He'll get 5 and 6 the next 2 years in L.A., and then go over that. I'll leave it on the board. It's open. Unless Dolan sells the Knicks, he's not going to the Knicks, and we know he's going to keep playing. So, yeah, sure, it's in play.
Why haven't you fully appreciated Juan Toscano-Anderson?
My God, I'm starting to appreciate Jordan Poole. How about that guy? Draymond, I don't know if that was a serious question, Ray, so I'm just going to move on from it.
Think about it for a second and figure it out.
Draymond is not the greatest defender in the history of the league, but Draymond should have 3 Defensive Player of the Year awards. The 2 that Kawhi Leonard won should have been Draymond Green's. I said that at the time. I'll say it now. And I think you did see in the fourth quarter yesterday when it looked like, oh my God, the Warriors are going to blow this. Draymond, what his ability to just be the linchpin. You know, Ben Wallace got in the Hall of Fame this weekend, and Draymond's got a lot of Ben Wallace to him. And I know it's going to, people are going to say, ah, oh, they're not similar. Well, they're similar in this regard. They are able to stop people who are much bigger than them at the rim because they know what they're doing. And so, listen, Draymond, clutch client like myself, I'm coming around on him as well. You see, you're not going to get the old angry Nick Wright. Now, I do have a piece of advice for the Warriors that I don't have to give now, but just make sure we have time for it at the end because I want to see how it resonates with you guys once we're done with the Steph Curry love fest.
All right, I'm fascinated to hear your advice down the line, but I want to employ your expertise as one of the leading LeBronologists in the media. What percentage, just ballpark it, what sort of percentage of healthy LeBron do you believe the Lakers need to win it again, and where do you think he's at?
Oh, I think that to win, I think in the NBA Finals, he will need to be at least 90% of what he typically is at the end of the playoffs. So, like, that's a weird algebra problem because by the end of the playoffs, he's not at 100%. So whatever he typically is at the end of the year, he needs to be at least 90% of that. To get to the NBA Finals, I think he just has to be like 75% because none of these teams can beat the Lakers. The Clippers just had the most emasculating and mortifying 36 hours in modern NBA history. The Clippers 18 months ago were putting up damn billboards. We run L.A. Kawhi's running commercials for his Saucony shoes, talking about how he's the king of L.A. And then they ran and hid from the Lakers' side of the bracket in an intentional tank job because, and by the way, it was also bad strategy by them. If you were ever going to beat the Lakers,
you want them early.
First round's time to do it. Like, what the hell are you guys thinking? It just makes no sense to me. I think in order to beat the Sixers or to beat the Nets, I think it'll be the Sixers, that LeBron's going to have to be nearly full strength. But luckily, the guy is superhuman, so he will be.
Nick Wright here on 95.7 The Game. What did you think of LeBron's endorsement of Curry as MVP? I don't want to lead the witness. We'll start there.
Okay, I think, like most things LeBron says, it's smart, it's thoughtful, and it's also kind of about himself. So, like, when LeBron's like, man, I know everyone points to record, but think about what that team would be without him and what it's like, oh, so you mean like in 2006 when LeBron finished second and the next two guys in minutes on his team were Eric Snow and Big Z, and they won 50 games? Or in 2018 when LeBron finished second and the next two leaders on his team in minutes were J.R. Smith and Jeff Green, but they won 50 games, so wasn't enough? So I think LeBron feels like he's been screwed out of the MVP when he clearly added the most value for a situation that's similar to Steph's. Listen, I am a rarity this year, and I think Chris Paul's the MVP. I know nobody agrees with me. That's fine. Steph is obviously top four. Paul, Jokic, Embiid, and Steph, to me, are the clear top four with Giannis.
Hey, we had Wilbon on earlier today. I think he endorsed Chris Paul, too.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's not a Lifetime Achievement Award. So I'm going to bring this up. Not because it's a Lifetime Achievement Award, but because it validates what he did this year. I mean, the dude's done this five times now, where he goes to a team, and not only do they get way better, but they shoot past expectations. Like, he's done it every spot he's gone. The Thunder wanted to tank last year. They get to the playoffs, get the seventh seed. The Rockets get him. They win 65 games, have you guys on the ropes. The Clippers go from laughingstock to contender, and the damn Hornets went plus 25 wins his rookie season. Like, so it's not the numbers obviously don't support it. Yeah, to me, this was Embiid or LeBron's award at the midway point. Then they both got hurt. And then everyone just convinced themselves, well, actually, when you look at adjusted BORP, Nikola Jokic is the seventh greatest player in NBA history. And so it was really impressive considering he's about to get toasted in the playoffs. So now all the smart people try to call you a casual and shame you for saying, listen, guys, if you want to just give it to the PER champion, then don't have voters. So Steph, I think, has a reasonable case. I'd be lying to you if I said I'm voting for him. I don't have a vote, but I pretend I do. I send it in. They send it back to me, but they'll give me one eventually. But I don't think it's outrageous. And I do think it matters that they were 36-27 with him. Is that right? 36-27, 34-27, something like that. They were like a 50-win pace with him. So I think that matters. I think he's got a really strong case.
This has confused me all year long. Well, it hasn't confused me, but I'll bring it up anyway. This seems to be the first year where there are a bunch of guys who are people you have to think about for MVP. And is that because so many guys were injured? Or is it because nobody can agree what MVP is anymore, so they just apply their own standards?
Oh, I think it's because, listen, I think that we have a pretty long history of we're going to err towards best player, best team if they have a dominant season, right? Problem is, it's like, oh, the Lakers are clearly the best team. LeBron's having a great season. He hasn't won the award in forever. We're going to give it to him. Then he gets hurt. It's like, okay, well, now the Sixers are going to have the best record. Embiid is just kicking people's teeth down their throat. Oh, he gets hurt. And then it's like, well, if we just pretend James Harden didn't actually play for the Houston Rockets this season, he's the most valuable. Oh, wait, he got hurt. And so that's how you land on a guy with 22% body fat and say that's the league MVP. I don't know if you guys can tell, I'm not a huge Nikola Jokic fan. Mostly, I'm not a fan of the people who are fans of his, it would appear. We had, aside from the Russ year, you always had to be a top three seed. I think people were willing to throw that out. And so and by the way, you know, people are so funny about the MVP. I didn't do this, but if I had, Damon would have played the audio and laughed at me. If at the beginning of the season, after one game, I said LeBron James is the 2021 MVP because of what he did in the playoffs last year, people would say that is an outrage. That has nothing to do with the award. But it is literally exactly what has happened to Giannis, just in the reverse. Giannis is ineligible to win the MVP. Why? Because of what happened in the playoffs last year. He won it last year. He won it the year before. Wasn't good in the playoffs. So even though Giannis, if you look at his numbers, it's like, oh, my God. He's like, and by the way, unlike Jokic, he does it on both ends of the court. He has a great case for the MVP. He won't get a single first place vote. So I think some years it's easy. Steph's unanimous year, it was easy. Some of the LeBron years, it was easy. The year KD won it with OKC, it was easy. The years where it's not easy, people just kind of make it up as they go.
I believe the year KD won it, it was easy to see his mom was the real MVP. Forget MVP, though. I want to ask about Most Improved Player Julius Randle in the New York Knicks. I mean, you have lived in New York.
Yeah.
How insane is this going to get? And how much do you buy into the Knicks being actually pretty good?
Listen, I think that the Knicks deserve massive credit. Randle gets massive credit for being way better than anyone thought he was going to be. I mean, you usually don't have this type of leap this late into your career. And also, Tom Thibodeau is a great example of an A to B coach. He is like the perfect coach to get a team from where the Knicks were to this step. And they love him, and I think he should win Coach of the Year, and Knicks fans are just adore him. But 2 years from now, when they actually have expectations and they're supposed to take the next step, they'll run him out on a rail.
Right. He's Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson. Exactly right. And by the way, you need those coaches.
Yep.
Like, I know that sounds insulting, and I guess it is insulting, but there are certain coaches that are B to C coaches or C to D coaches that would be terrible at being an A to B coach. Like, I will build it up. So there's very few guys.
Hey, Steve, Nick, I got an example for you. Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr is the get you to the mountaintop guy, not the let's start from scratch guy.
Yeah, like, I know I was joking earlier about Steph leaving. But, like, if Steph left, I think Steve would leave. Like, he's not interested in, and we don't have to go down that road. But my point, exactly right. Guys have different skill sets. But to stay on the Knicks, you know, and more power to them, they played hard and fought every night. And so they got the best possible first-round matchup. And I'll tell you this much. The Knicks cannot beat Philly in a series if they get to the second round. But Philly will be rooting for Atlanta. Because what the Knicks will do is just take a hunk of flesh out of everyone they play. And they'll go into the next series limping. It's one of the reasons I'm so down on the Nets, is the Nets punted on the one seed in embarrassing fashion. We don't have to rehash it, but they guaranteed themselves they're going to play Milwaukee in round two, and I feel like there are, you know, some similarities to 2016, which is part of the reason you guys lost in 16 was because you just had gone through the grueling series against OKC when the Cavs hadn't gone through that on their side of the bracket. I think that the Nets, by the time they get to the Sixers, unless the Knicks end up beating up the Sixers somewhat, the Sixers are going to have, you know, played nine games in a month of basketball, including against the Finesse Hawks. Meanwhile, the Nets will have just been through a seven-game war with Milwaukee and will position Philly really well for it to be a Lakers-Sixers championship.
I want you to tell us all about the top 50 lists, and you said you got a little advice on the way out the door, so we're going to get that. Yeah. Real quick, NBA champion Utah Jazz. Can you even try to say that?
It's so funny. No, of course not. Come on. And you guys, by the way, I think you guys take them six. You know, I got these same nerds and that are trying to tell me Nikola Jokic is having one of the 10 greatest seasons in the history of basketball, telling me this year by Rudy Gobert is the greatest defensive season anyone's ever had. And I'm like, okay, that's great. That's fun, because he's going to have to be taken off the court for moments against Steph Curry because he can't move for more than 3 feet away from the rim. Like, he's really good at what he does, but he's limited at what he does. All right, so here's the thing out the door. You guys are going to get mad, but I just want you to think about it over the next 48 hours. You guys have been in a grueling stretch, you guys being the Warriors. The game against Memphis was not easy. I think you guys should rest everyone Wednesday. Just rest. You have no reason to put Steph and Draymond, A, through the humiliation of what's awaiting them, and B, the risk of injury, and C, the extra wear and tear. You don't care if you're the 7 or the 8. You're not going to win either way. Sit your guys. You have a nice 5 days to get ready for Memphis or San Antonio. Kick your feet up, enjoy, and then get ready for Utah. That's what you should do. Deep down, you don't think it's a terrible idea. I know it. And Warrior fans hate that I'm saying it, and they think it's because I'm scared of Steph. It's not. It's just good advice. It's because I care about my friends in the Bay Area. You should take the advice. Rest your guys Wednesday.
Well, here's how you know that you and I, even though we disagree on a lot, we also think alike a little bit. I started the show saying the Warriors either need to grab the Lakers by the throat and win a game that they control, or white flag it if things are going wrong about third quarter. The last thing you want is a double overtime loss to the Lakers. You know, I mean,
that's probably the smarter path, which is Steve Kerr determine at halftime, can we take this thing? Like, tell Steph the first quarter game plan is your third quarter game plan. You know that quarter where you score 20 points and take 11 threes? Let's do that in the first quarter,
right,
and see if we can take control. And if not, let's make sure we have enough left in the tank, because you guys can beat Memphis or San Antonio pretty – I know it wasn't easy Sunday, but you should be able to beat them pretty easily, barring something unforeseen. So, yeah, we're on the same page. And then, hey, then you guys can maybe beat Utah and then beat the cowardly Clippers. If we get a Warriors-Lakers conference finals, I'm flying to the Bay. I'm flying to the Bay, and I'm Ray Ritter, who I don't think likes me anymore. I'm going to have Damon fix that relationship, and I'm going to those games.
Yeah, well, you picked the wrong guy, that's for sure, fix that relationship. But, no, look, if you do come out here for the Warriors-Lakers Western Conference Finals, I look forward to you buying me another dinner. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. Goodbye, everybody. See you guys. Nice to talk to my friends in the Bay.